My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Tranquilo, everybody. Tranquilo. Good morning, everyone. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Everything. I don't mean to be patronizing, but everything is going to be okay. Take yourself a nice, big, fat, deep breath. Let's all do it together. One, two, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Big one. 6 seconds. One, two, three. Here we go. Feel better? I learned that from Bryson DeChambeau. That's his bit.
A six-second breath.
Six-second breath in, six-second push out. And you immediately feel better. Every time, no matter what you're doing. If you're about to make love to your wife, give yourself a nice...
Hang on. Sorry, babe. All right.
Unless you're swimming underwater.
Don't do that.
Correct. You're not going to feel better.
Everyone, just calm down. It's going to be okay. Happy Friday to all of you guys. You're listening to Ben and Woods. You're listening on 97.3 The Fan. You're watching on YouTube. I want to shout out to our Twitch channel. We don't give you guys enough love. There's a lot of you over there. I really need to dig into that a little bit. But, man, a lot of people consuming the show. We really appreciate you any the way that you do it. All right? I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you, Benjamin.
Good morning. Fun Friday, of course. And I don't take this the wrong way, because I love you and I'm glad to see you. Uh-huh. I'm glad you're here. Why do you sound like death? Like your voice.
It's cast.
You also look like you got in a fight last night.
I think the word fight is...
No, there's no injuries.
No, there's no injuries.
Hey, it looks like he slept under a bridge.
I had a... it was a rough night last night.
Bender?
No, oh, God, okay. I wish. Benders are, you know, they're fun in the moment, certainly, but no, last night was worse than any, it's not worse, but last night was as challenging of an evening as I've had in a long time. Now, you guys dropped the hammer on me yesterday and said, you're not going to stay to the end of the game. If you stay to the end of the game, we'll each give you $10. I got my 20. Polly gave me a 10 in cash. Benny Venmo'd me. I got my $20.
You were there all the way to the bitter
the bitter end. I would have paid you guys $40 each to leave early. Because I do, you know how I feel about superstitions. And when I leave the game in usually like the sixth or the fifth or whatever, here's the problem though. Last night was cruising. I looked up, I'd been there an hour, we're in the sixth. And I'm like, well, I got to sit this one out and make my $20. This is going to be easy. bring in Bobby Fastballs to close it down.
The Padres and the NFL game, like, right around the same time.
Same time, because there was a little bit of a delay in the NFL game.
And it was like the beginning of the third quarter when the Padres game was wrapping up.
It was nuts, dude. It was nuts. But I feel like it was last night was it was a challenging night. And anytime you go to the ballpark with your family, it's a challenge. Because I have small children, 6 and 3, almost 4. That's a challenging night. You add in a couple other families and their 3 to 4 kids for a grand total of 11 children in a suite. It turns into like a jump zone, you know, except with no trampolines. It turns into like a tumbles place, but with no mats on the ground. It turns into a war zone, an absolute war zone in the suite. So it's obviously our company suite, Odyssey. I booked this for
Hannah's. Welcome to the torture chamber.
I booked this for, you know, months and months ago for Hannah's birthday. And, you know, we got there early. We were the first ones there. Sat down, and Bo and Taylor loved it. They'd never been really in the... I think Bo'd been in them once, but they looked down. They go, oh, Dad, this is so cool. Well, then their friends start showing up. And I've coached all these kids. I love these kids with my whole heart. But you get all these dudes and girls in a room together, and they're all, I think the oldest kid was probably 7, and there's 11 of them. And you're in for it. And you are in for it. Two kids walked up to me, and they said, can you open this? And it was a Topo Chico. I opened it. It sprayed all over me. They pranked me. They did the shake of the Topo Chico, so they got me.
Good one.
Right there, little turds. They were playing hide and seek. They were moving the trash cans. They were hiding. One of them tried to climb into the refrigerator in the suite, into the fridge. They, you know, the chairs that they have that you sit, nice cozy chairs, but they spin.
Yeah.
So they were spinning them like they were on a merry-go-round. And this, mind you, this is the Odyssey suite, so I'm a little bit on edge
have
already.
Have you paid the chair damage fee yet?
I don't know. No. I'm still waiting for like the cleanup fee.
No.
I looked over at one point, and listen, it's not just their kids. It's my kids. I looked over. My son Taylor, who is almost 4, took a bag of tortilla chips, a bag, threw them on the ground, and started walking on them, crunching. You know why? Because he liked the sound of it.
Oh. My.
One of the other kids, they had a little cup of water. You know what he did? He thought it was fun to take the little cup of water, it was about half full, take another empty cup, push down on it would overflow, yeah, like a volcano. So they were doing that. That was badass. I loved that. So it was, they're screaming. They're not sitting and watching the game. Bo watched a couple innings, and he was fine. And then I was over-explaining things to him. So he's like, I'm going to go play with my friends. So that's on me. But it was
let me
like,
just to clarify, because I've seen the questions in the chat, and I did as well.
I haven't seen
this was yet. The Odyssey Suite.
Correct.
Presumably, you did not have to pay even for the Odyssey Suite last night?
I did not have to pay for the Odyssey Suite.
Because you were at a suite at a baseball game.
Yeah.
And you're kind of complaining about
I'm not complaining about the suite. The suite was spectacular.
Yes, but yeah. I mean, wouldn't it have been worse even if you had been out and about? I mean,
So if you're out and about,
I'm just saying, are you sounding a little spoiled for the small little issues you had to deal with?
So if we're out at Gallagher Square, have a ball, guys. You're in the middle of a field. It's like, let's say you had 11 wild horses. Would you rather be with your wild horses in a giant field, or would you rather put them in a room and hang out and watch the game in a room? You have 11 wild horses in a room no bigger than this, and you're like, this is great. I'm going to eat while you guys buck and
big
kick.
Open field, they can get lost.
Yeah, they can graze, they can run, they can dance, they can do whatever they want.
You probably could have traded with 20 Padres fans in Gallagher Square who had those tickets, given them the suite, all and right. You could have just gone out there.
I would have in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. In a New York minute. In a New York minute. So, here's the thing. I'm hyper. You guys know me. I'm hyper aware. I have to be watching them with one eye. I can't sit down in good conscience, even though it's my job, and watch the game while I don't know what my kids behind me are doing. Some say that I may be a helicopter parent. I look at myself as like, no, I got to watch my kids. It's part of the gig. I got to make sure they're not lighting fires and, you know, breaking stuff. So I was kind of one eye open. Hannah would work a shift, and then I would work a shift, and whew, it was a lot. So the other thing is, it's loud, man. It's loud at Petco Park. So the whole, every conversation is like, I like this kid a lot. What? I like this kid. I like the way he swings. Watch his feet when they're always moving. He's always, you always have a responsibility when you're playing middle infield. Watch him take this throw. So the whole game, you're screaming like at the top of your lungs. So we stayed the whole game. I left there. I was battered, man. I was like, we sat in traffic.
Like 8 o'clock.
What time did it? Whenever it ended,
probably about 8.
We kind of skedaddled down and went down to the car. And then you get in the car and you're like, all right, you guys, pack a lunch because we're going to be here for a minute to get out on Imperial. And man, I was pretty gassed yesterday after we got up. I was here at like 4:30, and then we had the round table. And then we had marriage counseling, and then we had to go straight down to we pick up the kids from school, go down to the field. I was gassed. And then to lose that game last night in that fashion. Now, we win that game, you know, maybe a different story. When you're one pitch away from winning it, and you don't, it's really tough. But the good news is, tonight should be a nice, relaxing night as we head down for family steaks where we're staying tonight.
The Margaritaville. I know that Jimmy Buffett tune.
Do you guys remember
downtown?
Yeah. Do you guys remember like 6 months
with the
ago?
Kids?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Downtown.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
You guys remember last year?
People plan their whole years around the. The couple of days they get to go to San Diego and stay at the Margaritaville and maybe get to go to Petco Park, stay in a suite. Once in a life, maybe they get to go in a suite.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to call some BS on this. You're telling me that someone's once in a lifetime trip is to come to the Gas Lamp and stay at the Margaritaville Hotel.
I don't know about that.
I am, in fact, saying that.
So you guys remember about 6 months ago, my wife and I went to a gala, and it was a dress-up gala. And at the end of the night, she looked at me, she goes, I effed up. And I go, what did you do? And she goes, I bid on like 25 hotel stays. And I said, why did you do that? Where are they? And she said, well, they're all local. So I start going through the thing and I go, the Radisson by the airport. All right, for one night, Tuesday, Thursdays only. Okay. Good call. Comfort Inn and Suites in Poway. One night, Wednesdays only. This is an extended stay. We can do this either Monday through Wednesday in September.
Extended stay San Marcos.
extended stay San Marcos. The one on there that was even remotely captivating was Margaritaville. I tried to book it. So when we got it, I tried to book it. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, we're booked. And also, you're not going to be able to use this. Finally, we tried to book it again. She's like, I think it's expired. And Hannah... raised. She pitched a fit. She talked to the director of the charity. The guy was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me make a phone call. So we're in tonight. Me, Hannah, the kids, and Margaritaville Hotel downtown.
Some reps from the estate of Jimmy Buffett. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Bro, and I'm going to be there. There better be a red carpet when we walk in there with coconuts filled with rum, the whole bit. I want all of it.
Careful what you wish for and complain for, because now you have to go to the Margaritaville this weekend.
So
I've heard it's actually pretty nice.
I bet it. Yeah. We ate in there, and I was like, I love it. It was a tropical vibe. It was really cool. But our buddies, they're always in the chat. Divine Sports Gospel is a podcast. They're Padres fans. Good kids, man. And they are doing a podcast at East Village Tavern and Bowl, like a pregame show. And they asked me if I would come down. And I'm like, bro, I'll be there. I'll literally be downtown.
You know, Woods won't turn down a podcast.
I will not turn down a podcast. I got to be out there selling, you know. And I like these guys a lot. They're good kids. So we're going to bowl as a family. I'm going to do a 20, 30-minute hit with them. And then we're going to go kick it at the Margaritaville. So that's our night tonight.
Well, Woodsy, I'm very sorry about your living nightmare of the suite at the baseball game and the downtown resort. The while Paulie and I lived the life. Paulie, his power went out due to a fire in Escondido yesterday.
It was only 105 degree
weather. And we have to put down our beloved Reggie today after 15 years. Today is the day that he crosses the Rainbow Bridge. So we're living the high life while you are stuck in your miserable existence this weekend. And we are very sorry for you and all your troubles and travails.
I was going to say, maybe I feel bad. No, I don't feel bad. I still don't feel bad. But I feel bad that you have to put Reggie down. How many years old?
15.
That's a straight up one of these. 15 years as a dog is, that's a good life.
The
you guys gave him
too.
A good
that's,
life.
That's a long life.
Yeah, that's it a is. Long life
He's,
for that
He was
boy.
A really, really good dog. And we are going to miss him a lot. And I think I might have waited one day too long, though, because I got home last night and there was dog diarrhea all over the dining room. And I was like, no, he's just, it's too late.
One day. Final gift. When we had to...
That's not his fault. He's very old and this is just, you know, he's just falling apart at the seams at this point and it's time. But it is sad, but it's confirmation for me that it is time at least.
Yeah, it's always a hard call. And I had to take my orange cat in and do the same. And that SOB, before I let him go, bit through my finger, bit through it. I had to go get shots, the whole thing. And I was like, thanks for one last gift.
He's been sweet all the way to the end. Which
that's the hard part.
You look at his—he's still him, and you look at him, and he's still sweet, and he's him, but he can barely move, and it's just, you know, it's time.
All right, we'll give it the Ben and Woods treatment when we come back.
Oh, thank you for that. We also will pay off because we totally missed it yesterday. We apologize.
Oh, we totally forgot. It threw us off.
Pay
it's not
off
our
Jesse's
fault.
Incorporator, because we did it. Usually he does it on Tuesday and we pay it off on Wednesday, but Jesse joined us on Wednesday because there was no game on Tuesday, and then we're like, Thursday, we got nothing
to do. The incorporator,
we don't do the incorporator on Thursday. So we all just forgot about it.
It's a really good one.
Yeah, and it was a good one. So we will pay that off and set the menu for you when we come back.
Bullshit.
If you want to send cards or anything to Woods, sympathy on his experience. You know, you send them care of Odyssey San Diego.
Cole said, Paul almost caught fire last night, and Woods doesn't feel bad. I did. I was very concerned when Paulie texted us that his power went out. He said, you guys may not get the rundown for a while. I'm like, bro, I don't care about the rundown. Get your AC working. Get the hell out of there.
Sorry,
whatever.
Your child was stepping on a bag of chips, Woods, at the game.
Thoughts and prayers to you.
It was
sweet.
It was more than that. They tried to get in the fridge. The little fridge.
They were never going to fit.
I swear to God, they were drinking out of the toilet because I saw a bunch of them in the bathroom together, and I think they were drinking out of the toilet. I love these kids. I love them. I've coached them all, but being their coach gives me the right to, I can yell at them a little bit. So it was kind of fun. That's why my throat is pretty cash.
Throw around the roach. I know it didn't work last night. In fact, I have a theory that perhaps the Tigers stole the roach at some point. So we may need more security around the roach. And we'll come back after a check of Kelly's traffic. Whoa, what a fun Friday this is turning out to be.
Super good.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Technically, he's not gone yet. He might be listening right now. That could be awkward, but it is a weird phenomenon knowing that it's a few hours away.
Yeah. Happens to all of us.
Maybe not specifically like this, but yeah, eventually, some one way or another, yes. Every living creature, even redwood trees, after many, many hundreds of years, happens to everyone.
I'm sorry about your dog. It's never easy to say goodbye to a family friend and a companion, certainly. And Reggie's a good boy, man.
I had to do it in January. That was the first time I've had to go through that. My childhood dog was living with my dad. I wasn't there for it.
Was at a farm.
To be the one that makes the call, though, or be responsible, like, it's a weird feeling.
Sucks.
It's not a human. I get it. You're not pulling the plug on Granny or something.
Right.
But, dude, to make that decision and come to that point where you're like, this is the only choice. This is the right thing to do. That sucks.
Driving down to the vet and then being in there and holding their little paw is like the worst day of your life. My dog Max, who was so abused and beaten to death and hated everyone literally but me. Hannah would walk in the door, he'd go, nah, 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 nah. And that dude died in my arms. And I asked my wife, I've never lost a pet till that age. This is maybe 9 years ago. I'd never lost a pet, and I was holding him in my arms, and he passed away in my arms, and tears were jumping out of my eyes. I mean, I couldn't cry, and there was no, it just didn't stop.
Dude,
it was awful.
I was a mess for like a week.
Yeah, it's tough, Benny. It's tough. We've talked about this because I've lost, since we've started the show, I've lost about 8 pets. Shredded by coyotes, strokes. Like, it's been a horrible run of pet losses. Now, you typically are the more, I'll be fine. I'm going to put my head down. This one's getting to you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that, I'm sure it'll be tough. I know it's the right decision. So
yeah,
that
makes it a little
bit of comfort.
Have you had to put down
a
dog?
No, this is the first time. This is our first pet. We didn't have it. We had the kids, you know, pretty young, and we didn't have any pets until Jack was around, what is he now? He's 21. So Jack was around like 6, and we decided, okay, I think it's time. Let's get a puppy. So we went and adopted one, and Reggie was like the runt kind of the litter. Shelly's aunt was a vet. She said, oh, this would be a good one for you guys.
Yeah.
He's going to be kind of a little more docile. And he was really good dog for 15 years. I mean, you know, some of the puppy hijinks. But after that, you know, he was really good and sweet. And he was a great pet. But I've never done this.
It sucks. I'm going to tell you. It's strap in, man.
So they asked me, do you want him back after it's over?
The answer is yes.
And my instinct was no.
Yeah, you want him.
But then Shelly said, oh, no, we want him back.
Yeah, you got to have him back.
So we're going to get him back.
I've got an assortment of urns in our home of cats and dogs.
She wants to, like, put him in, like, a necklace or something. Like, they do that, I guess so.
Yeah. My wife wears her father around her neck, but not any of our pets. And I don't wear any of our pets. But I love it's a hard day. It's a... it's gut check time. I mean, it really is a gut check time. And
do you feel like Lauren is with you because he's around her neck all the time?
Yeah.
She even does. In private moments?
That's the most important part for her, that she feels it. But yeah, I told you guys know my, like, when I go, you better bring me home and you better have everyone better carry me everywhere they go. I don't ever leave me in a box or even on a shelf. I need to be with you guys wherever I go.
Her dad and our dog.
The necklace?
Right. In a box.
In a box.
Frame.
Yeah. They can make jewelry out of it.
I think she wants to at some
point. Yeah, it's really good. You should do that maybe for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah.
Her birthday?
I'm sorry, Benny. It's a tough day. It's a really, really tough day. So let's have some laughs and some hijinks today because the rest of your day is going to suck.
Yeah, we talked about that fun baseball game last night. That'll be great.
Yes. Such good vibes. Cody in the chat says, Pause into Grace is a great service. They come to your house, Benny. Woods, you recommended them to me back in January. I did use them. I did offer them to Ben. I sent them the link. I said, you said you were going to go to the vet.
We have our vet that we've had for a few years. Yeah. We like her. She's very caring.
I just want to send this over just in case you change your mind, because for me personally, there was no other way.
It's literally right across the street. It's very close.
Yeah. That's where I took my dogs. Go.
Yeah. But I wanted to specifically mention that company. I'm sure I mentioned them back in January when I use them. Woods, you've probably shouted them out when you use them. That's such a tough job.
Oh,
they are
terrible.
Absolute professionals of making you feel comfortable and okay through that process. I was like, man, every house that this woman goes to do her job, it's like the worst day of the year.
The worst day of their people's lives. Yeah. Yeah.
Every single job. They're just horrible.
Well, can you imagine if you had to run a funeral home, a mortuary?
No, I couldn't.
And that's
imagine.
What you did.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's fascinating. I mean, the show 6 Feet Under was one of my favorite, like, HBO series, just because it was just like a fascinating glimpse into a life. There was actually a reality show about a funeral home. I think it was like in Poway that they had on for years. We watched. It's an interesting. Obviously, someone has to do it. All these jobs,
100%, and it ain't cheap either. So it's
worth every penny for me.
Us too.
But
give Reggie
the send off
the way we.
And
do.
I really hope we can see more unity and more peace. When already things are so difficult. Shall I tease family?
Didn't see that coming. No. You got me. That was good. That was good.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
Can we sneak in the incorporate? I promised it. We need to finally pay it off.
Laugh to keep from crying sometimes.
We have to pay off the incorporator.
Oh,
so Wednesday, we had...
God, you bastard.
We had Jesse on, and we had Welsh Fryer was in studio.
Yeah.
So we combined the two together and came up with the incorporator for this week. Now, we're actually going to give you the simplest incorporator word you've ever had in the history of this game. Your incorporator word today is
absolutely
baseball,
true.
Except you have to say it in Welsh. Tom?
Pelvas.
Yeah, P-E-L and then F-A-S, but the F has kind of got that V-ish sound to it. Yeah.
You know, like Pelvas tend to do.
Like Old English, like you look at the Constitution, you got those F's in there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes. You know.
All right, so this was Wednesday night.
Right.
Forgot to do it yesterday. Wednesday night. This was the Yu Darvish start.
If you're listening for the first time, we give Jesse a word. He's got incorporated into the broadcast. There you go.
Yes. So this was right in the top of the third, I believe, when Yuki Matsui came in to relieve Yu Darvish. And here we go.
First pitch from Matsui is taken low and outside, ball one. So Matsui relieves Darvish, a couple of Japanese-born pitchers. Great international game. This continues to become. Got Bogarts and Profar out there from Aruba and Curaçao, respectively. Swing and a miss, one and one. And I like learning all the different baseball terminology from around the globe. In a lot of places, they call baseball baseball most of the time, though they do have words in their language specific to it. The Netherlands, kind of famously now, honkball is what they call baseball. So you hear that in those ABC islands. One and one to Torkelson. Matsui, long pause. And the pitch hit in the air up the right field line. That's foul and out of play. In Japan, they say baseball a lot, but there is a Japanese word, yaku. And another one I learned today, pelvas.
Pelvas.
In Wales. Is the way that they say baseball.
Perfect. He's perfect.
That's your nugget of the game presented by Chick-fil-A San Diego.
Yes,
21 restaurants in San Diego. You're never too
works
far.
Works it into a
from the home of the original chicken sandwich. Come try the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich for a limited time.
And I wait.
One and two, the pitch. Torkelson swings, skies it behind second base. Xander drifting back on the outfield grass. He has got the honk ball, and the inning is over.
He's unreal, man. He's just the master.
Had to do some research for that one.
Yeah,
really
did.
Set it up well, though.
And then worked it into the nugget of the game brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
All right, we've got, well, as you'd expect, we will work our way through our feelings of what happened last night in the ninth inning. I saw some people panicking. Some people think that drastic action is necessary. I don't necessarily agree with that, but we can certainly have the conversation about Robert Suarez. We'll do that in our Padres wrap-up coming up next, and then we'll get into our usual features like Take on Woods and Don't Do This in the 7 o'clock hour. And, of course, it's a Friar Friday. Jake Mintz from Cespedes Family Barbecue at 8 o'clock. Mike Schilt, the manager of your San Diego Padres, still leading the wild card race in the National League. Don't forget, joins us at 9 o'clock this morning. It's all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Liz and I kind of both agree where last night's game was lost beyond just the grand slam in the ninth inning. We will discuss tough 4-3 setback. Not just tough because it was painful and right at the end, but it was a missed opportunity to finally give yourself a little bit of breathing room against the Diamondbacks and the Braves.
That's what hurt
both
the
lost
most
yesterday
to me.
Now, I know people say that, and, you know, it was written about, it was pointed out many times. Would you have rather had both of those teams won and then lost a game to them?
That
does that make it better? I mean, there's no...
It does.
Every game is important for the same reason.
When
because
the Giants-Diamondbacks game went final,
yeah,
well before the Padres game, I think even started...
I stared at it all night, the score. I stared at it knowing we're up 3-0
right
now.
Let's get it.
Get
the sweep, gain a game.
Yep.
And then
I get that. But if the Diamondbacks had won 3-2, you don't need that game any less last night than you needed it because they lost 3-2.
Yeah.
It's still just one game, whether you're adding a game or not losing a game. That's going to happen every single day the rest of the season.
Well, I mean,
gain a game, hold your ground, or lose a game every day.
It's a blown save, which computes in my brain to a blown opportunity. That's what it means. I mean, you blew an opportunity last night. It's a double blown opportunity. And man, obviously, when you're a strike away from winning a game with a 3-run lead and you lose the game, it's the worst day of the year.
Trust me when I say, if the Tigers come out and score 6 in the first inning, like, I'm not going, God dang it, Diamondbacks lost and we're going to throw this one away. Like, you're out of it in the first inning. That game's over. But
it sucked.
To dominate for 8 innings.
To be there, and see that MF-er go out of the park was excruciating. Knowing I should have been home in my bed, but I had to win that $20.
By the way, there were also some really good things last night, and I want to make sure we cover all of it. But first, we got to get to our Padres recap, our highlights, and Padres wrap-up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
Oh, a
shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
Now 3-2. Mize delivers. Profar swings. Hits it in the air. Deep to right field. Way back. Way, way, way back. And gone. A home run. Not looking to walk there. His 22nd of the season. And one of the longest he's hit in 2024. Solo shot in the bottom of the first. And the Padres take a 1-0 lead. Here's the 0-1. Bogaerts in the air to left field. Well struck. Green is back. He's going to watch. It's going to go. Line drive. Home run to left field for Xander Bogaerts. Second of the night for the Padres. And a 3-0 lead here in the second inning. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A 1-2-3. Sixth inning for Martin Perez. And he caps it with a K. Pitch on the way. Carpenter swings and misses. Strike three. Buried a changeup. Got him to chase. And the side is retired. No runs, two hits, and two guys left in scoring position. 3-2 to Parker Meadows. Runners will go, and it's hit in the air to left field and deep. Profar's going back, still going back. At the wall, it's going to go. A grand slam for Parker Meadows, and the Tigers go in front. It's 4-3. Down to their final strike, trailing 3-0. The Tigers get a grand slam from their number 9 hitter. And Robert Suarez has paid a price for his wildness here in the ninth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Merrill swings and skies it into shallow center field. Meadows, who hit the grand slam, comes on. And fittingly, he makes the catch to end the ball game. Dramatic comeback win for the Tigers here in the ninth inning tonight. The Padres cannot complete the sweep as Detroit gets the grand slam down to their final strike in the top of the ninth inning to come back and win this one 4-3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been fantastic for us. I mean, let's give him his due. He's been tremendous, and I wouldn't say spoiled us, but, you know, nothing's automatic in this game. And, you know, got ambushed with the first pitch and base hit, and, you know, they were patient. He was, you know, around the zone. Fastball was coming out good, you know, 100-101, but just a little spotty with the command. You know, they were able to get a couple walks and put ourselves in harm's way and, you know, two strikes and put a swing on him.
Sucked. Definitely sucked. And I mean, it's one of those. I don't think this is going to be the beginning of some long stretch where the wheels fall off. I mean, I think last night was a missed opportunity to score more runs so you didn't have to use Robert Suarez.
Agree.
I really do. And I thought that there were plenty of opportunities. This team, I can't sit back and go, man, this team sure gives away a lot of at bats. I don't. That's not what I think when I think of the 2024 San Diego Padres. I really don't. I mean, everybody out there is really, really.
This team really doesn't come through in the ninth inning.
Yeah, boy, they're just not clutch. You know, they're not clutch. It's hard for me to be super upset in the moment last night. Yeah, man, my heart broke. It was a heartbreaking loss last night. But, you know, the other thing that gave me a little comfort is it's baseball. Turnabout is fair play. We have done this to countless number of teams this year. We have ripped souls this year. We were due to get our soul ripped out, and how you respond is going to be the most important
thing. Yeah, the ledger is still very much in the black.
Oh, yeah.
In 2024.
The black is good and the red
the
is bad.
The black is good. Okay. Red is like bleeding red ink.
Okay, we're in the
losing
black.
Money. In the black.
Moving
when,
up.
When it comes to that, okay. The ledger, that's a good thing. Now, I know there were some painful similarities to a lot of losses from last year. The one run loss, the late losses, not coming through with opportunities. So we have a little PTSD from last year when it comes to that. But there was one big difference that I need to point out, because it did happen a lot last year. But last year you lost a game like that to lose the series.
Yeah.
This year you lose a game like
that
and you just don't get the sweep. There's a big difference there, and it's a notable difference for this year's San Diego Padres. Now, I thought, and Paulie and I were watching on TV, you were obviously there.
Mm-hmm.
Neither Paul or I thought that was going to be a home run off the bat.
I did.
So maybe it was different when you were on television. Now, I will also say, I didn't think Xander Bogaerts hit a home run off the bat when he hit his. It looked like a line drive, maybe even like a line drive out. I was stunned when that one went over the fence as well.
It was a grand slam. I watched it again this morning. I was like, maybe I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, no, I still thought it looked off the bat before the camera turned.
Jesse sounded a little uncertain, but it was a good call.
I mean, the ball only went like two rows. Yeah.
Even the Tigers announcers, who were obviously probably very hopeful that it would, seemed a little shocked that that ball left the yard.
In the air, left field side, Profar back, at the track, at the wall. Oh my goodness! Parker Meadows did it! That ball kept on flying, and the Tigers, like we've said all season long, are not done!
Have you said that all season long?
They have said it all season long.
We've been saying that here.
I don't know that that's a home run. I don't know that Bogaerts is a home run in April or May, but that was the hottest day of the year in San Diego. That helps the ball fly a little bit. Just one of those things as the Padres lose. Now, the big question here, and we got to dive into it. A lot of reaction after the game about the usage of Robert Suarez 4 times in 5 games. Is he overused? Should Mike Shildt have been quicker with the hook out there in the 9th inning? And ultimately, I didn't see a play. I didn't see a mistaken decision by the manager in the 9th inning. Now, that's just me. I certainly can acknowledge that there were other courses of action you could have gone with.
What would if you were, and take hindsight out of it, last night? So Bobby Fastballs had a day. He threw 8 pitches on Monday. All right. Then they had Tuesday off. Came back Wednesday, threw 19 pitches. And for me, and I have a closer down there, and I checked with him before the game, and I talked to the medical staff. How is he? Good. Okay, great. Let's roll him out there. It's hard for me to look at Bobby Suarez firing 101.9 miles an hour and go, yeah, he's tired. He's fatigued. Now, again,
sometimes fatigue manifests
shows up in
itself
command.
In lack of
sure.
command
Absolutely.
As opposed to lack of velocity.
Absolutely. So, if I'm, I guess, what would you have done? So you could have gone to Tanner Scott, who had thrown 16 pitches the night before, but you've already used him.
I think if I'm Mike Shildt, I do bring him in the 9th, and it's a save situation, and he obviously, you know, said before the game he's good to go. So I'm not going with Brian Hoeing. I'm not going with Jeremiah Estrada. If I lose with one of those guys on the mound, I know I'm kicking myself for leaving my all-star closer.
Who, by the way,
in
said,
the bullpen,
who said
he was ready.
Pitch.
Then
yeah.
why didn't you pitch him? So right. I'm going with Suarez. All right, so now you got to go with at least 3 batters. First batter, first pitch
ambush.
Is a single. All right, it's other way. You know, that's all you can do with Suarez. You hope you usually.
It.
Did he pull that
yeah,
one?
He
oh, you did pull that one.
Yeah,
you're right.
He's on it.
All right, then.
It happens.
Then there's the walk. All right, that's a little more concerning. Where's the, you know, is the command off? Comes back, gets a pop out.
Gets Torkelson on a pop out.
Infield fly roll, I think. So there's one out.
One
so
away.
you could take him out now,
now
but he just
him.
Got an out.
Great pitch on the hands.
Then he walks the bases loaded.
Yep.
That's the one they went to the dugout. They showed the shot and I looked, all right, what are they thinking right now? Obviously there's some concern there, but this is where you make the decision. Bases loaded, one out. You pulling the guy who has come through for you, you know, way more often than not this season and going with someone else. I know I think Jeremiah Estrada was kind of starting to get going, but was he even ready to come in? Then he comes back and he strikes out that guy with the bases loaded and 2 outs. At
yep.
that point, now you're sticking with him. All right, he's found it. He's come back. He struck out a guy. The velocity is still good. There's no concerning signs that, oh, it's only to throw a 97. I mean, that might have been my immediate, oh, go get him if his velocity
no
was
doubt.
Down. But it was still over 100. I'm sticking with Suarez at that point.
How often do managers bring in their closer to start the 9th and pull him before he blows it?
Correct.
Almost never.
They did it once with Suarez this year. He has done it once with Suarez. It was that game, I want to say, it was like they ended up winning like 10-8. Can't remember who it was against, but they brought Suarez in, gave up like 3 runs. They had the bigger lead, though.
Oh, they were just on him?
And they were on him, and
yeah,
they took him out.
If I
remember correctly, that did happen once.
Yeah. I, again, I'm rolling with him, too. I'm not getting Estrada out there. And now, if you want to talk about making a change at closer, I don't know that I would necessarily do that either. I look at his usage.
It's nice to have guys that you can even have that conversation.
No question, man. And honestly, man, there's three guys down there I wouldn't mind seeing in the ninth inning. And I think, you know, obviously once you get to the playoffs, there's matchups, there's games that can be won in the eighth with a, let's say you're playing somebody and they've got three right-handers and they're coming up in the eighth inning. You may go Suarez in the eighth. I mean, in the playoffs, all bets. You may go Michael King in the eighth in the playoffs. You have no idea. Everything is wheels off. But again, you got to get to the playoffs. And so everything is going to change then. You're not going to manage the same. It doesn't have to be a set in stone. But for now, yeah, I mean, look, he's pitched in some games earlier in the season where we went, oh, was that necessary, right? At that time, that Mike Schilt was doing that, Ben, we didn't have Tanner Scott. We didn't have Jason Adam. You know, Estrada had solidified himself a little bit. Yuki Matsui was spotty at that time. Robert Suarez was the only guy that Mike Schilt trusted in that bullpen. So what did AJ Preller do? He went out and got him a better bullpen. Now, if you're going to make a switch, I don't know that that's prudent necessarily right now either.
There was a moment in the game that Woods probably couldn't see as clearly, because you were at the game, but on television, there was definitely a mistake that went against the Padres. Want to talk about that. Going to play some Take on Woods when we come back as well. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing on a Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.